Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
It's Elise Benin's 16th anniversary. How about that, folks? Elise Benin is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and it's been a We missed the August date, but we're picking up on it now, and so happy, at least Ben, and happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, and it's easier for ice cream cake not to melt in September or October anyway, so I'll just wait for that.
Exactly. That's on the way. That'll be delivered later today, by the way. So,
excellent.
Happy anniversary, Elise. Thanks for 16 great years. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you. My pleasure, Jim.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, one of our great members of our Brain Trust. I'm Jim Blasingame. You know that. And her website is marketing-mentor.com. I really encourage you to check that out. I promise you, you'll be smarter, especially if you're a solopreneur, especially if you're a contractor, if you're a professional offering professional services. The work that Elise does is really important for that sector of the marketplace, and she's been sharing those insights with us now for all these years. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. Elise, we're talking about the three things that you've come up with that when you decide to go out on your own, and more people have been and are going out on their own, and becoming independent contractors. Maybe they'll grow into a business with employees one day. I started out as an independent contractor. Now I have employees. But I didn't for a long time. And, you know, I didn't have a goal of that, Elise. It just evolved into that. Decide what you want. That was the first thing we talked about last time. What's the second thing that you determined that folks needed to deal with?
So the second is to search for the people who have it to give. Whatever it is that you've decided you want, search for the people who have it to give, because I find that most people just take whatever comes along and then complain about how they can't get what they need, whether it's the high enough prices or the kind of work.
So you're talking about a profile customer.
Yes.
Find your profile customer. And we all have that. I mean, I that was, without realizing it, I think people do. I think if you've been around the market a while, it didn't take me long to figure out that I worked good with certain customers, some people who fit a certain profile. I didn't work with others, and even if I worked with the others, I always knew that I was, you know, wasn't as good as the other kind.
Yes, so I agree with you that some people just figure it out. Almost intuitively, I think I did too. But I come across so many people who say, my work is good for everyone. Everyone could benefit from what
true.
I have to offer.
That's not true.
Not true.
No. No, I figured out not only, and I actually figured out a way to find out if they could be a profile. I had a little test that I would give, that I would sort of would give, that would find out. And it would at least tell me when they were ready to be a customer of mine, because I was a consultant. I was a confidential consultant, and they had to do a certain thing before I actually would take them on as a client. They had to pass this one little test, and if they did, then I would consider them to be a client.
Now I have to know what that test is.
They had to call me and tell me they needed help.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't just tell one of their friends who is my client, hey, yeah, I think I'd like to work with Jim. They couldn't just do that. And my client would say, hey, you want to call Bill? I would always say, you know what, thank you for that, but I need you to have him call me. And he would go back and say, hey, John, you need to call Jim yourself. Call him and tell him you need help. And you know what, it might be a year. They might not call me for a year. But the reason I had to do that is because when they called me, they needed help a year before. If I'd called them, it wouldn't have worked out.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little trick that I had, a little step that I had, that they had to be in a position where they said, I need your help. Otherwise, they weren't committed to me.
Right.
And I think that's not a bad practice for anybody. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have my version of that. Where people, now internet-wise, you fill out a form.
Yeah.
And in my case, you go through an initial free consultation, and if people kind of make it through that gateway, if you will, and we interview each other and that it's a good fit, then we go from there.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyone who doesn't sign up for that, I know is not ready.
Because remember, you're paying, people are paying you for something that they may not be able to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff you're paying for is advice, right? And it
Absolutely.
May and it may not work out. It won't be your fault, at least, or my fault. It might be their fault, but at least you did the work, and they should be paying you for it. Some people can't do that, and so you got to find.
They're
that.
Not ready.
That's right. You got to find that out. All right. The third thing.
The third thing is asking for it. So once you've decided, and then you found the people who can give it to you, a lot of people fall off the wagon, if you will, because they don't ask. They just wait for it to be offered.
They don't close. You got to close.
Mm-hmm.
You got to close. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, Elise. And ladies, you know I love you. I do too much programming on your behalf for you not to know that. But I think ladies have a bigger problem asking than guys do. So ladies, you know, stiffen up your backbone and hitch up your britches and ask for it. What do you think, Elise?
Absolutely. I mean, I actually don't make a gender distinction because I see a lot of men who neglect to ask for it, too.
I'm not saying they
don't. So I don't.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah.
Men do more like that, too. But I always like to give ladies a little extra pep talk. They need, when it comes to asking for the business, they need a little extra help. Hey, Elise, good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Good to speak with you.
Happy anniversary, baby. Come back soon.
I'm waiting for the cake.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. Marketing-mentor.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.